Five, four, three, two, one.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
Let's get ready to rumble!
You're now listening to Universal Underground Radio, where we are the voice of the underground for independent and unsigned artists from coast to coast. Up next,
The Underground Show.
Yo, what's going on? This is Universal Underground Radio Network. This is your host with the most, Boss Man, aka The Hog. You now tune in live to Universal Underground Radio Network. We are the delegates of the underground, you feel me? How everybody doing out there tonight? Man, I'm just chilling, man. Waiting on the host to call in, man. And I want to excuse my missing the scheduled appointment, you know what I'm saying? We're supposed to start at 9:30, but I got caught up trying to get the kids something to eat. You know, it's all good, man. We here now, so we're going to go ahead and get this show started. Right now, what I want to do? Right now, I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and get into some songs, and I'll wait till the other hosts come in, and we're going to hit y'all over the head with this bang and shit tonight, all right? We'll be back. This is the Underground Radio Network.
fucking with me, boy. I'm talking real talk. Daily with the music, lead this beat lined out in white chalk. It's me and Lil Sis up on the beat of threat society. If I happen to die tomorrow, then I know my hood gon' ride for me. Sitting in heaven, blowing blunts with drinking Lil Ty G. I wish the nigga with my mind is sick, you better not try me. I'm feeling like my brother, so I'm screaming, never mind me. Bitch, ain't hard to find, you niggas want me, come and find me. Look, talking about that gunplay, bitch, you better ask my mommy. Leave your body stretched out in the street with a pretty ass McNaughton. But for first 48, you can put me at the table. Tell the stars to suck my dick, and they gon' take it off a cable. Hit your bitch up with this dizzy, now that bitch, he disabled. I ain't signing no papers, cause I got my own label. Big bro, put the money up, I'ma show you how to flip this paper. Get that bitch to tummy tuck, he started acting like a hater.
Yeah, we back. This is Universal Underground Radio Network. You know, you got Boss Man, a.k.a. The Hog, in the building. Right now, we're going to find out who's on the line tonight. Yo, this is Universal Underground Radio Network. Who we speaking with tonight?
Shit, what's going on, everybody? This voice right here should sound familiar to a lot of you out there who listening. This the one and only, your uncle, everybody's favorite uncle. The uncle who showed up at the barbecue with the six pack. This is Uncle Charlie. What's going on, Hog?
What's up, Bubba? What's happening with you?
Man, you know, everything. You know, just had to take a little time off, gone through a little something down the uncle back, man. You know what I'm
talking
man.
About? Yeah. Good to have you back, man, for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Good to be back.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, man.
Word. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Well, man, check this out, man. You know, since you've been gone, you know, we've been holding it down, you know what I'm saying? But while we wait on the other host to come on in, man, what you want to do, man? You know what I'm saying? Since your return, man, what you want to do to everybody get in? What you want to do? What you want here?
Man, let me see, man. Unk don't never be. I'm not a selfish man, but tonight I think I want to hear something from a people's man. I need some Las Vegas in my life tonight, man. I think I need some of that skin and bones, man. You can dig in the crates and find some of that shit, man.
Man, I could do that, man. But you know what? What we're gonna do right now, after this song right here, we're gonna play Skin and Bones. Them cats are from Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Those cats are from the same family tree we from. So we definitely going to play that, man. But I got to play this real quick, and then we'll get into the Skin and Bones track. Matter of fact, I'm going to go and introduce this thing. This right here, you know, we knew him as Tony T, but now he goes by the name of It's Youngin. You know what I'm saying? From Charleston, South Carolina. Got a new track called Money. He representing the Gorilla Gang. So we're going to go ahead and pop this song off, and then we're going to double back with some Skin and Bones from Las Vegas. That's good for you, bruh?
Man, that's good, man. What's going on, youngin', if you're listening, man? I don't can't forget about you. What's going on, Benny Yard? What's going on, family?
You know the corner store.
The corner store, mom.
Word. Yo, this is Universe Underground Radio. We'll be right back with me, Uncle Charlie, the Sailor Yo's, Wacko, Miss Lucky, and you know whoever else want to chime in tonight, all right? We'll be right back.
Get mad at me. Niggas that turn into fools. They used to fuck with me passionately. Where were you when I was down bad? No cash, they had left. Now I make more than their salary. Push real like I'm trying to bring calories. I count 20 sweaters and hundreds. I just want some karma. Big house on the hill for my mama. I just wanna live life with no problem. Where were you when we was down bad? Me and mama lived in poverty. Poverty. Skinny looked like they was stalking me. Till I whooped up a bowl just like pottery. I pop me a Zana, I'm rolling. Took my blood with 3 grams on a stone. I put me a phone on, I'm on. They got me moving slow motion. I can't take no more loss. I had to put myself round boss. A lot of snakes in the grass being caught. You shoot to kill niggas, we don't send one. I'm on your heels, nigga, you ain't even know. I'm in the field to steal like Transformers. I'm trying to stack my tears like lasagna. I need the whole ass of water. Drinking the shit out of the bottle. Trying to get rid of this pain. Got too much shit on my brain. Yeah, it's fine, but I gotta maintain. I'm just trying to give me some money. I don't give a fuck, get mad at me. Niggas that turn into fools. They used to fuck with me passionately. Where were you when I was down bad? No cash, they had left, they had left. Now I make more than their salary. It's real like I'm trying to burn calories. I'm just trying to give me some money. I don't give a fuck, get mad at me. Niggas that turn into fools. They used to fuck with me passionately. Where were you when I was down bad? No cash, they had left, they had left. Now I make more than their salary. It's real like I'm trying to burn calories. I grind it straight up the mud. I had to do whatever I could. I beat the pack out like a shit. I beat the pack out like a shit. Cause I came a long way. From being broke to getting paid. Now these hoes in my face. Yeah, they all want to. I'm tired of picking up niggas slack. I'ma cut them off, call back. When I was broke, nigga, what was y'all at? When I was broke, nigga, what was y'all at? No phone calls, same dirty draws. No money for the bail bond. I had to go and turn my scale on. Skinny nigga putting weight on. 7 days with my J's on. I ain't going home if it ain't gone. The wig I'm free is so amazing. Every day I'm check chasing. Niggas hate on me, I know it. I used to be broke, now I'm low. I jump in the game with no hesitance. Jugging and serving pedestrians. I'm just trying to give me some money. I don't give a fuck, get mad at me. Niggas that turn into fools. They used to fuck with me passionately. Where were you when I was down bad? No cash, they had left, they had left. Now I make more than their salary. Push real like I'm trying to burn calories. I'm just trying to give me some money. I don't give a fuck, get mad at me. Niggas that turn into fools. They used to fuck with me passionately. Where were you when I was down bad? No cash, they had left, they had left. Now I make more than their salary. Push real like I'm trying to burn calories.
Yo, yo, this is Universal Underground Radio Network, and right now, man, I have to stop the track real quick, man. Hold on, hold on. Yeah, sorry about that, y'all, man. I have to stop the track real quick, man. I got to introduce, I got to find out who on the line tonight. Yo, this is Universal Underground Radio Network. Who on the line tonight?
What's cracking, everybody? Mom. This little Lucky on the line.
Uh-oh.
And the one and only Sincerely Yours is in the house.
Uh-oh. Who else? Who else?
I guess that's it.
Nah. He's trying to, you know how he do. But what's going on, Ms. Lucky? What's happening?
What's good, everyone? How y'all doing?
We good.
That's good. Copacetic. That's good. It feels good to be back.
I'm glad to have you back.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Well, look,
so
man.
What are we talking about tonight?
All right. What we talking about tonight is, y'all know what's been going on in the news all over, you know what I'm saying, and papers. And right now, man, our state of living right now kind of messed up, you know what I'm saying, with politics and us being, you know, learning more about ourselves. And so for the topic for the night, it's called discrimination in our society, and the ones that power to be, the ones that's actually running the country. You know what I'm saying? How do y'all feel about it as far as, you know, city, your town, your state, or loved ones that's dealing with certain situations that, you know, that we have read about in the news or whatever? So this kind of like a panel right now to kind of get everybody, you know, mind racing right now and just kind of see what everybody's views are. So since we are respectful gentlemen, we're going to let the lady go first. So Ms. Lottie, you got the floor, ma'am.
All right. Well, my view and my opinion about this country's state of being is that it's in a chaotic state. I mean, everywhere you look, it's something chaotic going on. We have crisis in every major city that there can be. If it's not the violence, it's the water. If it's not the water, it's police brutality. If it's not that, it's the talk about the minorities and the unsigned and unregistered people. And I mean, we have these political debates going on a daily basis where not only are people as a whole being talked down upon and on, and it's like we are so blinded that of what's going on that you can't see that we have a man that is promoting and authenticating hate. And he's running for our president, and people are actually behind him. It's crazy. Like, it's majorly crazy of what's going on, to me, of what's going on in the world today. I mean, you have people that are literally scared to be stopped by the police at this day and age because they don't know whether they're going to get killed over a genuine stop. You have some good police officers that are scared to stop somebody because they don't know if that person is going to be in the right state of mind and not try to go retaliate over something that some other person done did to their family members or their people. You know, you got people that have been here. I mean, you have kids that have grown up in the United States year after year, gone to school, valedictorians, and they're not documented and got scholarships to these major colleges, and they can get deported at any time messing around with this new government that we're going in. I mean, Barack Obama is leaving the country, and as soon as he leaves, all the good works that I believe he's done and has when he got the country, it was in the shitty state to begin with. When he leaves the country, they're going to be so quick to turn it back shitty, it's going to be worse than it ever was. I really believe the next 4 years, the next couple years of this country's entirety, is going to be one of the worst. I believe that that the job state that he has raised and brought back up is going to go back down. I believe that it's going to be worse in all aspects.
So let me ask you a question. So as far as the running, as far as, you know, you got Trump. Well, Trump is basically the only Republican running now because he won all the nominations or whatever. So as far as, you know, you see Hillary Clinton and I guess Bernie Sanders, he's still trying to hang in there. But who do you think, in your opinion, you know, would be a better choice if we had no choice, you know, to run this country with Obama leaving? I mean, who do you feel as far as three candidates right now?
In my opinion, my honest opinion, I think Sanders mm-hmm. would have been the better choice. But I believe between Hillary and Trump, Hillary is the better choice because even with her issues, that those issues that she have or that I see that, you know, might be not so good for, you know, running as being our president, I believe they are 10 times more fixable than Trump in the as a whole. But I honestly believe that the country and the world is not ready for a woman president. They won't be able to understand a woman president. They won't be able, just like they wasn't ready for a black president. And being, even though he's done a great good to our country, he's the worst and the most talked about. He's also number one on them saying that he messed the country up so bad. He has fought from day one to get bills and different things signed that would normally wouldn't take as much effort to get signed or to pass through Congress. Congress has shut down on behalf of not signing a bill or something that he wants done. How many times have it shut down during his political career? If a woman gets in there, all the founders of the country, so to speak, is going to be in such a frenzy that a woman is in office, they're not ready for that. So they're so ready to back up Trump. And I believe that even though Hillary is the better choice in the matter, Trump will be the one that wins this election.
Boy, that's going to be crazy. I guess
it
we
is.
Need to really...
It really is.
Yeah. All right, fellas. I mean, Sin, what you got on your mind, man? What you think of all this, man?
Well, to start, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to light the cigarette while I say this.
Oh, shit.
To start with, it's like Marcus Garvey, to quote Marcus Garvey, he once said, "If you have no confidence in self, you are twice defeated in the race of life." So I think all of this is just really the aftermath of everything that we've been through for over 1,000 years. I mean, at one time, us as a people were becoming more enlightened to the facts of life, of culture, of pride, of you know, really being separatists within America. Like, if you look at America within its whole as the populace, everyone except for the African-American man has a home origin or region to go back to. If things pop off and don't, you know, ride out in the right events, all those people that are Mexican or Spanish descent can go back to Mexico and Spanish and like all of the Central America countries. They give back to their countries because that's their home country. You know, all the people from Ireland, the Jewish people, you know, they can go back to, you know, Israel. They support their home country. Us as a self, as African Americans, we are lost because we have no real origin to go back to. I mean, not even really, not all of Africa United really accepts the African American man. Some parts do, some parts don't. So it's more of a sense that, you know, us as Americans, as African Americans at that, have to make do with what's going on within our own selves, within our own state and with our own being, within our own land here in America. We are forced to be able to make something out of nothing here. But as long as we continue on the course of actions in which we are doing, we will forever be a lost tribe, a tribe without a home, nomads who are just borrowing. You know, in a sense, all forms of politics and the major worlds of that, you know, really make the world turn, like, you know, the elections and finance and economical growth and stuff like that, of that nature, we can't even think about even joining or having a say-so in that until we rectify what we have started ourselves. Like, even though it has been well documented that politicians have put cheap drugs and liquor stores and easy cashes, all the things to hold you back and down, they have put those in our community. We ourselves are also jointly responsible for the outcome in which it is done, because nobody put a gun to our head and told us to buy these cheap drugs. Nobody put a gun to our head and told us to buy this liquor. They just made it to affordable and appeasing price until that we succeeded and we got onto these things. Just like with, you know, easy money and check loans and these car, you know what I'm saying, these auto car payment places that we can go, you know what I'm saying, these title loan places. Nobody put a gun to our head and told us to sign something that has hold us, that really holds you back, because it's actually working on a system of compound daily interest. Nobody told us to subdue to these things. We ourselves put ourselves in those situations. And furthermore, retrospect, it's happening not only with us, but in other minorities, because they're becoming victims of it too. I was in another state the other day. I was in Texas, and it surprised me how even the easy money centers and stuff like that were owned by people who were Spanish. So if they've gotten to the game to see what the system has, what it is, and have adapted to it to keep the money within their own community, why can't we? So, in closing, we have to have confidence and pride within ourselves before we ever can take the step into the right direction towards to even be involved in anything. And as far as, you know, the guns and people getting gunned down and you know, the police brutality and all this other stuff, there's a certain profile that these officers are looked for, not just minorities, but a certain profile. It's not a longevity award given to anybody who can sit here and be in this profile for years and don't expect a negative result. So if you're going to play the part and they look the part, don't accept the consequences. I mean, accept the consequences that come with that part. Nobody's telling you that they ain't going to sell dope in the hood with 20-inch rims on there. They looking for that. They ain't looking for the brother who got the Hyundai. Hell, this car might look like it might can't get up the street, but he got 20 pounds of dope in the car though. So
yeah.
I think, and I believe in my retrospect, that before we can go anywhere or do anything, we have to first ratify ourselves, get back to how we was when we had the Panthers and when we had, you know, that self-pride and liberation to build an America within America but without capitalist America.
Okay.
It's a reverse form. I mean, and it's, as a man, as a black man, I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to be through. As a black man, I look at it kind of interesting, in an interesting retrospect, that we fought so hard for equality, but in actuality, we was better off in segregation. Think about it.
All right. Well, Charlie, what you got, man? What you want to add to it, man? Charlie.
Huh?
Man, what are you doing? Man.
Right here. All
right. What you want to add, man? What you got? What you got going on in your head, man?
Well,
the way I look at everything, as far as the way everything going, the state, we've been trying for so many years to try to change it and make things right, you know. But we don't come together long enough to try to make anything happen as a country, as a whole. Everybody says that when Obama gets out of office, it's going to be messed up. But who says it has to be, you know? If we can learn to come together and work as a unit, we can control our country.
If who's to say if Trump gets the seat, how would it be, you know? We can't predict the future. We just can prepare ourselves, you know? And as far as everything else, is the world is just uneasy right now. The world is uneasy. You got everybody against each other. You don't know why. You got every day is a new disease. Every day is something. So, I don't know.
Well, you know, the crazy thing about it, though, is the fact that you're right. Every day is always a new disease, or they have discovered a treatment for it, and then next thing you know, the price go up on it, and working class folk like us, we can't afford it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, already insurance is shitty. You know, we paying ass of money for mediocre insurance. You know, you got to go out here and bust your ass to even survive on that, you know? And it's like, really, to be honest, the only way your family really would, I hate to say this, benefit off of it is when you ain't here. When your insurance money can go to them and help them, you know what I'm saying? Basically, I mean, hell, the Social Security, I mean, hell, what age we got to be to get that? In our 90s? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. The system ain't really is for, you know, I'm not even going to say black folk. I'm going to say, in general, working class people. It's not.
It's for whoever can afford it.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't get it, man. And, you know, and the thing that Tim was saying about, you know, different minorities coming into the country and they're able to get businesses and stuff like that, you know, it's harder for us to get that. You know what I'm saying? They still look at us as, you know, a mirror image of what was 500 years ago. You know, they still got that in their mind that, you know, we supposed to be controlled, that, you know, we still supposed to obey, you know, master or whatever. But, yo, I'm here to tell you, them days gone. You know, you got kids out here now. I was just talking to a dude yesterday. And Charlie, you could vouch for that. And it's like we seen it too. You know, when there was an issue, cats used to fight. Ain't been running, grab no gun. Cats used to go out there and actually brawl. If you got your ass bust, you got your ass bust. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You know? Now you can't do that.
But I kind of, on that note, you know, people stop using their hands when they stop showing that on TV. You know, and TV back in the early 90s, there wasn't nothing to catch a good fist fight on TV. Then you started seeing them shooting more. Then you had people rapping about it more. You know, back in the end,
right,
we weren't thinking about killing nobody. We were thinking about, okay, I'm going to beat your ass, and that's just going to be it. Either you're going to beat my ass or I'm going to beat your ass, you know, then we're probably going to be beef for a little while, then it'll be over, you know. But at the end of the day, you're going to go home and I'm going to go home. But nowadays, it's about, okay, you say something to me, I'm going to kill you. You ain't going home. Okay, now, you done killed this man. This man can't see his family no more now. You can't see your family no more. Who won? Society won because they got two victims for the price of one, you know? But that's shit that we don't really pay attention to.
That's true. You're right. So, I don't know, man. We just have to.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead.
Okay. Y'all might not even follow me on this one, but it's been something that's been on my mind for a while, and I've just been sitting back and I've just been observing and watching. Okay, I want there's two things I want to address. One, I want to address something Stan said when he said that we don't have a place that we can retort back to, that we don't have, we have no country, we have no land. I mean, and, you know, and some Africans want to accept us. I believe that in some ways that is all the way totally true, but then again, I can't accept that because we are on the land that we built. This country was built by blood, sweat, tears, and years of conflict and beatdowns of family after family after family. This country wasn't built on nobody else's back. It was built on our back. So when it all boils down, this is our country. So we got to get out the mind state that we have nowhere because this is where most of us started. If you really just don't have that, you know, that grandmother or that ancestor or that uncle or auntie that you know is from Africa or over there, then your roots start here. Your roots start here. So this is your country. This is the country that made you. This is the country that your family has fought for, has had to go through trials and tribulations for. This is our country. And then I want to retort back towards the violence that is going on nowadays. And it is, have y'all ever heard the term that nothing is new under the sun, that everything has its rotation and it goes around and it goes around and it goes around? Well, I love watching the History Channel. Going back to the barbarians, the Crusades, the Roman times, the this, the that, we have crooked leaders. They had crooked leaders. We have times of straight nothing but violence. Those were those times back then, too. This shit is just a fucking circle. Like, excuse my French, but it's just a circle going around. The times of just plain straight up violence has been going on in this country for so many years. It should be second nature to us. It may seem amazing that it goes on and you see these people and these young kids today and this, that, and the other thing, but we used to have soldiers as young as 13 fighting in wars. You know what I mean? Like, this is nothing new. It's so shocking to us, but it shouldn't be shocking to us. This should be, okay, this is something that it goes around in years of circles and everything, and we should be coming up with a way to break this fucking cycle. Like, we need to come up with some kind of concept in order to break it because it's not new. It shouldn't be as shocking as it is to us. What should be shocking is that we have not found a way out of it yet. And that's just my perspective.
I mean, that's real, though, Luck. I mean, you're right. You are right. But, well, let me ask you this. Because, you know, back in the 50s, 60s, we had so-called leaders. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people that actually was our mouthpiece, you know. And these days, we really don't have that. You know, we have internet. We have YouTube where you have to use that as a reference to go back and research, you know. But who do we have in our days now that speaks for the people, though?
We don't have that. And that's the problem. We notice that we don't have that. So why don't we do something about it? Why don't we come together? I mean, I can't sit here and say, oh, it's going to be easy, it's going to be simple. But we need to start somewhere. We need to go to these communities. We need to have more black men that are working, that are fathers, that are this or that are that are talking to our young black men that don't have fathers in the homes, that have mothers that have gone on the other side and have a woman in their home. Don't get me wrong, I'm not judging nobody, whoever and whatever y'all do, y'all. That's not the point. But we still need young men being shown what a man is, or we're going to have more of what we see in the world today. You know what I mean? I mean, we need our let's start with that. Let's start with a community of black people or a community of people in period. Young black men just going and to the youth and speaking and showing them there's other ways besides gangs and drugs and different things. Because if you're never taught something other than what you know, you're never going to know anything. The same reason why they say that a child isn't responsible for their actions until they know better, until they're 13 or older and they can tell right from wrong and know better. What a dumb person or a person that doesn't know any better is going to go on what they know. If you don't know that you're not supposed to drink milk because you're lactose intolerant, you're going to drink milk until you find out that, hey, it does something to my body. Maybe I shouldn't do that. Like just with the youth, they're going to bump their head until they're either dead or in jail or caught up in the system some type of way.
Yeah.
And unless they know better or see or have, and it's not just know better, have a decision, a choice that can be made. Have somebody that they can say, hey, I can go this way or I can go that way. Half of these youths don't have an alternative. They don't have choices. They only see one way. They only see the hustle. They only see, you know, I can only strive to get Jordans. That's what I want to work for. I can only strive to have a female in my bed. I can only strive to have 26 rims on my car. Not I can strive to have a wife and a home and children that love me and be rich and fruitful in those type of ways. If all they see is their mama going after ballers, if all they see is their mama going after thug dudes, if all they see is their mama going after a woman, this is their choices. Now, if somebody was to intervene and say, okay, no, young man, I know you're going through this at home, but look at this. Let's try this picture. Let's try this color paint and see what we can paint with that. Let's start it simple, just like that. If you got a friend and they got kids, or if you got, you know, people that got kids and stuff, y'all do something with y'all kids together. So the kids have an influence besides their father, besides, you know, do something with the kids together or show them something. Women, too, come together. It takes a village to raise kids, and we've grown out of it. It takes a village to I can just do it single-handedly and everything be okay, and it's not. We don't have prayer no more. We don't have, I mean, it's just a lot of things, a lot of main utensils that we just don't use anymore.
And you know what's crazy? I was on Facebook earlier, and I can't remember who page it was, but it says something along the lines as, I think it's something like, I didn't have a father in my life, but I had an uncle. And, you know, when I read it, I was like, yo, that's true. You know, Some guys, little dudes grow up and they didn't have their father in their life, but they had an uncle though. They had somebody that, you know, was a father figure around to at least show them, you know, how to shave or how to defend yourself, how to become a man, you know. So in some aspect, I understand the whole concept. Well, you know, the excuse. Well, he didn't have a father, and it's like, yeah, man, come on now. I mean, I understand, but then also, you know, like I said, what the person said on Facebook, it had me thinking, like, oh, you know, that is kind of true. Because, you know, I had an uncle I could go to, and I could have, you know, talked to him about anything. I mean, raw and uncut, you know, no filter, no nothing. But I felt like when it came to going to my pops, I was like, well, I don't know if I should tell him, you know, certain things, you know what I'm saying? But I just kind of look at my uncle as more as a mentor. You know, I could go to him for anything. So I just feel like we have these younger guys coming up, you know, there's other alternatives. You might not have an uncle. Uncle might be full of shit. So you gotta, you know, maybe there's a guy down the street that, you know, always, you know, in his children's life, maybe he can, you know, they got programs where they got the big brother programs and stuff like that. So, you know, like I had an incident the other day. Had this dude, I thought he was 21, kind of funny. He was 16. He going around asking people for a cigarette. Yeah, trying to act like he a little thug. His mama roll up, and his mama went off. You know, and she was like, basically telling these adults, like, yo, if you see him doing something he's supposed to do, come holler at me. You know what I'm saying? Address him, and then come see me. You know, don't feed bad habits, because if you giving him a cigarette or you doing whatever with him, you know, at the end of the day, he's going to be doing the same negative things. What do you see? You know, so, and I'm pretty sure his father's not in his life. So that's why I was saying, you know, some kids seek older guys when they see him out there. You know, they mimic a lot of stuff. So, you know, I just feel like, man. No, go ahead.
And that's the same thing with young women. They mimic stuff that they see. You
right.
Think a young girl is really going to be like, okay, I choose to just go and wear the shortest thing that I can put on and show my ass mm-hmm. and my titties and all of my mm-hmm. jewels and be like, okay, that's cute. No, she's seen this. She's seen it on a TV. Well, nowadays, you know, you see it in TV, the streets, the this, the that. And then her mom's doing it or her big
right.
sister or this person or that person. And she doesn't see that other woman that says, no, I choose to value myself in a different type of way, and I choose to cover myself up, and I choose not to spread myself thin. If she would have seen that or had that opportunity just to have that choice, you wouldn't have so many young girls with babies that they don't want or don't know how to take care of, or so many young girls out here that just, I mean, I kid you not, I see babies. And when I say babies, I'm talking about 10 years of age with shorts up their young butts, and they think it's cute. Like, think it's really cute. Like, that's what it is for. With the
right.
neck rolling and I mean just everything negative that you can think of. And they doing it as young as 10, even younger. Or even on the internet. You see these young kids on the internet doing the most, and it's like we can stop it, but we choose not to. We can have as many discussions and politic about it all day long, but when will we start to do something about it? When will we say to a you know, we in our neighborhoods or wherever we at, and we one day just say, hey. Let's talk to the youth on something. Let's say something to them. Let's be a figure in somebody's life. Let's do something. Let's start getting together and making somebody speak for us and saying what we need and doing what we do. We need to do that. It needs to be more than just talk at this point. It needs to be more action done. Now, I don't know how to start that action. I don't know if us talking about it on the radio and having our listeners you know, listen and say, yeah, we can, and, you know, get together like that. I don't know when it's going to start or how it's going to start. All I'm saying that it's time for it. Like we can do it. It's in our ability. It's in our DNA. We know we have the work ethic. If we didn't have it, this country wouldn't have been built. We have the intelligence, because even back then when they tried to take it from us, we still, pursued it and yearned for it and wanted it and got it. So we have that effort. We have the intelligence. Now all we got to do is use it. Come together and use it. Stop trying to be a competition with one another and unite with one another.
You know, Luck, that would be great, man. That would be great. But, you know, until, like you said, until action is in place, nothing ever changed. It'd be the same thing year after year, month after month, week after week, day after day. Young kids losing their lives, you know, and going to prison. You know, I mean, yeah, I agree with you. Definitely. I mean, you know, we got to stand together for something, man. Do something. Because it's crazy. You know, I hate to leave this earth. I hate to leave this earth with my kids. And the way things is now, man, if things don't change, it could be worse.
Exactly. I'm scared for my children every day. I have young black men that I'm trying to raise. And I'm scared for them every day. My babies can go outside and not come back.
Yeah.
On the pretense of they done did something. And another thing that I want to pin on, you have your people who are doing the wrong and out there trying to do this and trying to do that, and they end up getting killed by the cops and this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, that's true. But then you also have those innocent ones, those ones that are actually just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Those are the most tragic. All of it's tragic, but those are the most tragic. You have honor students getting beat because he was at a place where supposedly gang violence was around. Honor student, not in a gang, didn't even live over there, was walking around, blowing off steam, got killed by police. You get stopped. A man gets stopped with his family traveling on a vacation. And his entire family, little kids and all, are set on the curb, pulled out of their van, and the entire van are searched. They wasn't doing anything wrong. He was put in handcuffs. His name and his wife's name was Ren. The baby was crying because didn't know what was going on. Nothing came back on them. They did all of that for what? Going through their clothes and suitcases and stuff. These are the images and scenarios that have to change somehow.
Yeah.
I'll put it like this. If I could have the floor for a second. I mean, it's like Emperor Haile the First said, history teaches us that unity is strength and cautions us to submerge and overcome our differences in the quest for the common goal, to strive with all our combined strengths for a path to true African brotherhood and unity. So to quote that from him, it's like, if we don't have unity within our people, if we don't come together and become a community again, then we're just going to be lost.
Yeah. Well, the good thing that Lux said was, you know, the radio show right here, hopefully it can reach some other out there that can really take heed of what we're saying right now. And, you know, this is real conversation, real talk right now. You know what I'm saying? So, the listeners out there, you know, just kind of tune in what we're saying. You know, all of this is, you know, it's coming from the heart, man. We're speaking from experiences and what we've seen, and you know, we just got to do better. You know what I'm saying? Just do better. I mean, no matter how you look at it, you know, we all people. You know what I'm saying? But we can't help other people. We can't help our own people. You feel me? So we just got to do better, man. Just point blank, period. Just got to do better. So what we're going to do right now, y'all, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We're going to go ahead and listen to some music. You know what I'm saying? Lighten up the mood. When we come back, we're going to close out this topic and, you know, kind of do some subtopics. See what's going on in the industry, what's going on in the news. You know, we had some you know, some great man that passed away, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to chime in on that, and, you know, we have news you can use with Charlie, and, you know, we're just going to kind of lighten up the mood some, all right? Y'all cool with that?
Yeah.
All right. Yo, man, what's wrong, man? Y'all got to live up, man. What's going on?
I don't know. They sound asleep.
Yeah, man. I don't know what's wrong. Somebody sounded like they just roll out the bed. The other one, I don't know. I can hear him breathing, but he ain't saying nothing. I don't know what's going on. Hope we can get all that straightened out when we get back, yo. This is Universe Underground Radio Network, and we'll be back.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Skinny bone. Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let me pop this pill.
Okay.
I spend a quick meal on that weed that we feel. I will turn off a pill just to see that bitch ill. Yeah, I'm ill, nigga. I'm ill, nigga. Didn't bust so much, can't feel my hands. So I pass it to my little nigga. My little nigga. That nigga ill, nigga. Keep a trigger sitting in his Levi's. Yeah, that shit.
Okay.
Money sitting running, but it's knee high with that front. Nigga, keep a 4-5 and I paint that bitch that all black. Ha. That nigga be with that fool, B.I. From the south like T.I. Fuck around and see that money stacking. Pussy sit by knee high. Got a bad bitch in her team. And they all in Levi's. Keep the burner in they purse. Bitch, that shit just easy.
Turn it up, nigga. We turn it up, nigga. We turn it up, nigga. Chop the zone dick. We turn it up, nigga. We turn it up, nigga. We turn it up. Me and my niggas will do this beat. Wrong and split this beat. I put some freestyles in it and go ahead and smoke this bitch up. You niggas just be joking cause we know when you ain't real. You know your niggas be saying that dumb shit while we on this field. You gon' fuck around and we gon' have to hold up the party. Cause somebody that I'm with finna get script retarded. All my niggas turn it when we get off the mollies. And you understand what it is. Chip clack. Niggas who be rolling out the party on the scratcher. Nigga, cause you fuck with me, my chopper on the dresser. I don't think these niggas really wanna beef with us. Who it is? It's Skinny Bones and OTC. Traumatized.
Yep.
BF Dub. Hey, Sendo. Sneezy.
Get off.
Hot Shot Head.
Get off. Get off.
Bitch.
Get off.
Hey. Hey. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Everybody know this beat might need some haze up in it. And I'm rocking Levi's, nigga, never true religion. Niggas think they with it, chop a fucking leave them finished like it's finish line. Remember I'm when I used to cop them chucks straight from finish line. And my niggas be running like rebels, we smoking dimes. Maybe a dub, maybe an eight. Send that pussy to the pearly gate. Niggas want to hate, I don't know why. Niggas bang, bang like Major Pain. Yeah, we insane to the brain, smoking to the membrane. We beat something like tanks, hold up. Let me shut the flow up. High how we go up. And they know us. Yeah, we pull up. With them swishes and the liquor. She stripper and she thicker. Then the snicker. I'ma hit her. We gon' flip her. We ain't miss her. We gon' get her number, then delete it. Nigga, we go hard in all these beats we eat.
Try me, don't try me, I see.
follow it through.
That's why.
See how they kept it real, but these fake niggas, they keep lying to me. I keep a low pro, but these bug niggas, they keep trying me. See, I'm a made man, so I whack a nigga with no alibi. I make a fuck boy take a dirt nap, no lullaby.
Heard that some groupies was plotting to rob me for all my equipment. Boy, you sound so stupid. Gave you a deal for it, still on the real through a friend, but your music is silly and foolish. Swear that the boy just got out for a kiss, but it's back on my way, not as stupid as clueless. Boy, I damn motherfucker to pull it or not. Let it kiss your two lips like a pussy. Pussy ass nigga don't want no smoke. Beam on the lean to make a fuck boy choke. You thought it was a motherfucking joke. Jaw running like water, now it's broke. 12 just broke real quick for a gun charge. Gun steal with the steel, no gun car. You believe safety and numbers like a retard. Dude thought the joke was on me, it's on you.
Know that the world is so grimy, they grimy. I don't even know what the length of it. Ain't no bitch, tell a fake to not try me. Don't try me, I see you on my car, but it's still it's with it. Clip. Some people manage to feel like someone like that. They can take it for granted, they do you. I wonder what this is for you, and I promise I'm willing to follow it through.
That's why
I gotta keep it real, but these fake niggas, they keep lying to me. I keep it low, bro, but these fuck niggas, they keep trying me. See, I'm a lame man, so I whack a nigga with no alibi. Make a fuck boy take a dirt nap, no lullaby.
What's up? What's happening? This your girl, Miss Patience. So I want y'all niggas to sit down and roll up a blunt of that five. And if you feel you done made enough money this week to pay your motherfucking bills, nigga, then this is your shit right here. Ain't that right, dumb?
Hell yeah, baby, let's get that shit.
Yeah.
Get that paper.
I tell them, I ride for the money, I die for the money, by any means necessary, grind for the money, I shine cause the money, make time for the money, and if a nigga wanna try, I blind for the money, think otherwise, use a dummy, cause I'm seriously on the paper chase, ready for that cash money, don't think this shit is funny, cause I'm out to get it, weather is rainy, cold, sleet, and mild, or even sunny, of course the fiends is coming, so the money running, they call me patience in the trap. Cause I wait for money. Got haters cause of money. Basically made of the money. I wear Chanel shades in the shade to count my money. I also blame my money, but not ashamed of money. I'm something like the niggas cause I make it rain money. I never loan money, never disown money. And I don't owe nobody shit, I make my own money. Broke bitches need to get like me, cause I'm on a paper chase for that cash money. My bitch is stunting, the city we be running. Haters need to quit fronting. We just blame it on the money. Broke bitches need to get like me, cause I'm on a paper chase for that cash money. My bitch is stunting, the city we be running. Haters need to quit fronting. We just blame it on the money. Money is everything, so I gotta get it. And I do it by myself, so I don't have to split it. Yeah, I'm a stingy chick, especially when it comes to bread. Niggas wanna pay me just to give me vicious head. A couple steps ahead of your average diva. Chanel bag full of money, trunk full of reefer. My auntie stashing that candy, bro, cooking up the ether. I stay connected like that foe, so holla at your people. It's way cheaper, so I bet you're gonna want some more. He called me, I told him meet me on Old States for road. Enough told, just know I'm all about that dough. It's certified, Dunkin' hands won't get it in the store. The street's hungry, so I'ma give them what they need. About that money, reeling, I'm bad, that's hard to breathe. I left a mark in this game, and it's guaranteed. You may not like it, but I bet you gon' remember me. You broke bitches need to get like me, cause I'm on a paper chase for that cash money. Hey, my bitch is stunting, the city we be running. Haters need to quit fronting, we just blame it on the money. Broke bitches need to get like me, cause I'm on a paper chase for that cash money. My bitch is stunting, the city we be running. Haters need to quit fronting, we just blame it on the money. Money's the root of evil, so you know they hate me. Niggas know I'm the truth, so they wanna date me. I take it hard when my money's not in my hand. If you about yours, I'm pretty sure you understand. I got the perfect plan to stack my money higher, so I can exile these snitch niggas wearing wires. I told you once, everything that I touch is fire. I never fuck the middleman, I sample the supplier.
I sit and just thinking, thinking about it all. Shit just don't seem right.
I got my head to the sky, I know that things gon' get better.
I got my head to the sky, I know that things gon' get better.
I got my head to the sky,
I know that things gon' get better.
I got my head to the sky, I know that things gon' get better.
I got my head to the sky, I know that things gon' get better.
I got my head to the sky, I know that things gon' get better.
I got my head to the sky, I know that things gon' get better.
I got my head to the sky, I know that things gon' get better.
Sometimes I sit and I wonder, what would my life have took me if I stayed my ass to school instead of out to chase that pussy? Could've seen me graduate and sitting at somebody college, even starting a business. People say I got the knowledge, and that knowledge is power. So what am I to do with myself?
I don't waste enough time. I could've established with will. Instead, I'm fucking up my health, sitting here smoking and drinking, reminiscing on the past. Like, what the fuck was I thinking? I need to gather, get myself together, reroute before I find myself in county, hoping to get bailed out. I ain't looking for no handouts. Mama raised a go-getter. This is a letter to myself, knowing things gon' get better. I done been through so many weather, man, humble and strong. I got a purpose in this life, so yeah, I got a little strong. I done been through so many weather, man, humble and strong. I got a purpose in this life, so yeah, I got a little strong. I got my head to the sky, I know that things gon' get better. I got my head to the sky, I know that things gon' get better. I got my head to the sky, I know that things gon' get better. I got my head to the sky, I know that things gon' get better. I got my head to the sky, I know that things gon' get better. I got my head to the sky, I know that things gon' get better. I got my head to the sky, I know that things gon' get better. I got my head to the sky, I know that things gon' get better.
Yeah, yeah, we back. This is Universal Underground Radio Network. You're now tuned in to the delegates of the underground. Right now, we're going to go ahead and bring in the hosts for tonight. Let's see who all up in the studio tonight, man.
Yeah, you guys.
And I know.
In the building.
Yeah, I know Sins is in Leo's here. I know Luck been here. Charlie been in the building.
Yo.
Who does?
Yo. Yo. Santino in the building, nigga. Yeah. What's up, man?
What's up, world?
we're living, Dobie.
Hey, man, we living, man.
We living.
You know? Man, we was just here, man, chopping it up, man. You know, Charlie came through. Lucky came through. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate them calling in, man. And, yeah. Like the old team, like, you know? So,
All right. What
Ruben? Nah, man. He, you know, he can't be live, but he did some things that you normally do, man, and all of us do. You know what I'm saying? He promoted the show, man. He did some things behind the scenes, trying to get in the show where he needed to be at, man. So.
That's
you know, he'll try to call in from time to time, man, when he get an opportunity to. You know, but
all right.
Yeah. But look here, man, you about an hour and some change late, isn't it? Like well, you know, at least you called.
We had to get this work done, B.
I understand, man. This work too now.
Hey,
you know
boss.
Yo, what's
I think you should compensate for his tardiness by doing the Get It Off Your Chest segment. Give him at least
five. Who the hell is that?
Or,
what the fuck is wrong with this guy, man?
Man. You know what? I'm going to answer your question and a lot of
is you all right?
Yo.
You got some pussy stuff in your
boat? By saying, yo, for all the fans out here and everybody been wondering where Cecilia yours was at, yo.
Hold on, I got to turn the music off. Go ahead, man.
Yo,
turn the music off. Go ahead.
Cecilia yours is in the studies right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking a hiatus from everything and everybody. So just to let everybody know. You know what I'm saying? I'm in my studies. That's why I'm at in life. When I join the fold, I don't know. But I'm in my studies
what
right
fuck
now.
What are you talking about? Will you join the Illuminati? Find out on the next episode of Universal Underground Radio Network.
Oh, look, man. Hey. At the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do, man. If you're in your studies, man, hey, go ahead and do your thing, man. But,
You're in your studies or Illuminati?
Nah, he gone, man.
Find out on the next episode of Universal Underground Network.
Well, look here, man. This has been kind of an off show, man. Everybody been kind of, I don't know, man. Everybody been kind of off tonight, but. Again, you know what I'm saying? That's how it is when you go live, man. You never know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, the show must go on regardless, you know? So y'all tune in next week. Wacko, you got anything to get off your chest, man, before we get up out of here? We got 60 seconds, man. Let it roll.
No, I don't got nothing to get off my chest, man. I just want to say rest in peace. Sit down. Kimbo Slice and... I love y'all, man. Keep sending your music. Keep supporting us, man. And we're going to do the same for y'all.
That's right. And another one, too, man. Rest in peace to Muhammad Ali, too, man. You know what I'm saying? One of the greatest boxing athletes that ever stepped foot, you know, in that ring, man. So definitely, man. And, you know, we're just going to stay humble, man, and keep doing what we're doing. All right, so y'all tune in next week. Artists send your music to universalundergroundradio@gmail.com. We out. Y'all stay safe.
Yeah.